People spend a lifetime collecting things that tell their stories, but what happens when, for whatever reason, they can't keep them anymore? Pat Mattiacci and Kirsten Winsky are downsizing and organizational experts. They say they're like wedding planners for people's stuff, helping people decide what to get rid of, what to keep, and where to put it. Mattiacci tells Lake Effect's material culture contributor Jennifer Fields it's like adding another chapter to the story of a life.
As we're downsizing, going through things, getting rid of things, sorting through things, we get to know that person very well. A woman, Clarice, that used to work for me said one time when she was going through a client's clothing, and the client asked her, she said, "Clarice, don't you get sick of going through people's junk?" And Clarice said, "You know," she said, "Dolores, it's like reading a book on your life." And that is exactly what it is, because you see where they came from, the children they had, whether or not they had children, their ethnicity, their ancestry, their interests. We really see into every part of that person, even if we haven't met them.
I would say that people definitely tell the story of their life with what they have, and everything sort of becomes a souvenir, and everyone has too much paper.
I'll tell you, that is the toughest job for people. And a lot of times with older people, they're not sure what they need to keep. They're afraid to get rid of things. They're just not sure financially, tax-wise. They're not sure what they should keep. And otherwise, like Kirsten said, everything becomes a souvenir. Everything they touch is a memory. And to some people, getting rid of those things is taking the chance that they're going to lose that memory. And they also want to pass that memory down to their kids and their grandkids. And part of our job is helping seniors understand that if their children and grandchildren don't want their china or crystal or silver plate, it isn't personal. 90% of the people we help have things to give to people who don't want them. And we try to explain to every person that's in that situation that it's just the lifestyles now are so different than they were when they were getting married, when they were starting a home. I said, the kids now are mobile. They're going to move a lot. And their whole lifestyle is different. They're probably both working. And unless something will go in the dishwasher and the microwave, they don't want it.
In your time, Kirsten, how long have you been doing this?
I've only been helping Pat for a really short time, a matter of months. But to Pat, it feels like years.
You know, honestly, I think she's my older sister from another mother. She understands me, and she's not older than I am, but you can't tell on the radio.
And I'm not saying anything.
But she really understands me well. She's very perceptive, keys into how people feel. Everyone I hire has to have a sincere empathy and compassion for older adults. They have to understand or be willing to learn what a tough time of life this is. That when they're in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, they're losing everything. Everything they do is about loss. They're losing their eyesight, their hearing, their physical ability to do things. They're losing spouses and friends and siblings, sometimes children and grandchildren. Then they may lose their driver's license. They lose their neighbors because they either move or they pass away. Everything is changing, and they know it is never going to go back. They know that this is probably the last time they're going to move, and they want to hold on to something. So we really have to spend a lot of time just understanding and empathizing with their place in the stage of life.
So, Kirsten, in your short time, is there a particular story that stands out for you?
What's really interesting is we helped a client who their family had been in the home for 85 years. Mm-hmm. And so grandparents built it. Mom lived there her entire life. The children grew up there. And what was really interesting is although we never met the grandparents, we never met the parents, we only met the son. I felt like when we were finished, I knew his mother mm-hmm. in a way that I almost have never known anyone else in my life. And that's a really interesting phenomenon mm-hmm. because I know what was important to her. I know what she mm-hmm. thought. I know how she felt. And when we staged that home for sale, when I walked through the home after Pat had finished it, because I was gone during the time she was staging it, I came back into the home. And the first thing I said to Pat is, I said, Mary would have been so proud of the job you did on her home because I could see Mary. Even though I'd never met Mary, I didn't know Mary, I was never going to meet Mary, I knew Mary so well that I just knew the work we had done would have made her very, very proud of what we had done for her. So I hope to have that experience again and again and again.
So, Pat, is there anything or any one story that sticks out for you in the time that you've been doing this?
Kirsten said the exact right thing, which was what I was thinking, was that we got to know this woman. And you get to know their families. You know their family dynamics. You know how they raise their kids. And you can also see, like in a case like Mary's house, you can see where, as a housewife and a mother, she operated one way. And as she got older and less able to take care of her home, she had to let things go. And when Kirsten said that about Mary would have been happy, it still gives me goosebumps because we felt like we were doing it for Mary by the end of the job.
Pat Mattiacci and Kirsten Winsky are with Home to Home Transition Services in Madison. They spoke with It's a Material World contributor Jennifer Fields. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. 99 percussionists go into a sculpture garden. No, it's not the start of a bad joke. It is very real. We'll find out what the heck we're talking about when we return on Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.